Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Pacific Watch. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch in action, going to the front lines in Portland, Oregon, and now at the front lines of the American shoreline in Cannon Beach, Oregon, a pleasure environment on the beach in beautiful weather in the deep forests of Oregon. However, Jeff has sent me photographs of Portland, and it is challenging to imagine how a major American city with a big part of the GDP of the Northwest has permitted what I'm witnessing of the homeless encampments that look very much like Portland has been invaded and overrun by an army of people who are indifferent to the people who actually live there and work there. Jeff, a very good evening to you. The photographs demonstrate that these tents, and they all look like they've come from Land's End or other places selling very good camping equipment, look permanent. Is that the feel you got walking and driving through Portland, that these camps mean to be there forever?
Good evening, John. In fact, it is. And I spoke with a number of different people in Portland about it. And time after time, they'll tell you, look, I'm very liberal. We live in a very liberal community. We want to be compassionate. But the problem is we've now gone from a place where we were talking about housing these people in temporary ways to more permanent ways. So what started off as people sleeping on the sidewalks, under, you know, overpasses, in various shelters around the city, moved to having tents. And they didn't have them just in one or two areas. These are spread out. It's really a breathtaking thing. And you know, I'm from California, where you see in San Francisco and L.A. and other parts of the state. But in this, in Portland, which is one of the great cities of America, it's beautiful. It's on the Columbia River. It's got architecture that is just amazing. But everywhere you walk is a homeless encampment. So we're talking about, you know, three, four, five, a dozen, scores of tents, just depends where you are, set up on the sidewalk. And now what they're doing is they're going to building structures there. And that was called to my attention by a resident I was speaking to. They said, you know, I just can't believe it. We thought the tents were going to be this temporary fix for this problem, a place for them to stay until we could get them housed. But now they're building homes on our streets and our sidewalks and in private property. And it's extended into many of the parks in the area. There are whole parks throughout the city, and they're beautiful parks. But you just don't want to go into them because these people are living, you know, shoulder to shoulder there. There's really no sanitation, or if it is, it's you know, not much to speak of. There's trash everywhere. And honestly, I have not seen so much trash and, you know, refuse and filth in a major American city ever. And I remember going to New York when it was in the throes of its worst time. I haven't seen anything like this since I've been in developing nations where, you know, they just don't have those services. But here's Portland, one of the great cities of America, and it's becoming a dump. And I don't mean that in a joking way. It's becoming a place where people are dumping trash and filth. And they're actually, I think the government there is just dumping people on the streets, letting them be. And you have a lot of different charities there that are feeding and, you know, trying to clothe the people, but it's just causing more people to move there. I could go on and on. It was just, it's sad. It's maddening. It is, you know, it's just such a heartbreaking thing to see so many people in one place living this way.
Jeff, the puzzle here is, I understand Los Angeles, especially the central city. The weather's good in L.A. And camping out on the street, I mean, it's not advisable in any fashion. It's dangerous. It's not healthy. But the weather's not going to tear you apart. Portland doesn't have what you say is a Los Angeles, Southern California climate. It rains a lot. It's cold. It's cold early, and it's very cold in the wintertime. So is the expectation that these encampments, as you showed me, they'll disappear?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, these encampments for, in many places, were in place, during the worst of the last, you know, season's weather, years before. I mean, these have been there for a while. They even have these, what they call these, you know, small house villages, or we saw at least one where they have a semi-permanent housing, very small, almost trailer-like facilities. But there really is not, doesn't seem to be any urgency to try to fix the situation downtown. I was there with, you know, several different times when police came by, just patrolled by, and you've got people by the side of the road committing crimes. I mean, things that we used to talk about in terms of, you know, people acting out and people, you know, taking care of their needs, but doing it in public. It's just, I'm trying to be delicate here, but you would just turn a corner and you would see the next thing and say, I can't believe I'm seeing this happen in public, but here we are. It looks like something you imagine happening in medieval times. You know, it's just and being challenged by people when you walk down the street. You know, they want money and you don't want to give it to them, and they get very angry and you get concerned about that. One of the things I talked to some of the people in Portland about is what they think the root of the problem with the aggressive panhandlers and the vandalism, the damage and other crime. They said because they got an attorney, a district attorney there, who will not prosecute what they call the minor crimes. You know, just like we saw in San Francisco, which is now going this way. And just like we're now seeing in L.A., which is turning this way. So I think, you know, I think as we see Portland go on, I think that's going to be kind of a canary in the coal mine. It's going to be an indication of where these other West Coast cities that are following similar policies with similar kinds of politicians, that's the way they're going to go.
What about the disorder that was organized during the summer, the spring summer of 2020, before the election, the challenging of federal buildings? Has that disappeared, Jeff?
The outright, you know, the protests, the violence, we're not seeing it anymore, although there is a strong component of Antifa there and a lot of people who really, you know, feel very comfortable with arguing their positions in a violent way. But that's calmed down a lot, especially, calmed down a lot after the election. And so you still see buildings there with a great deal of damage. I remember walking by a couple of buildings today that still haven't been repaired. There's all kinds of related graffiti everywhere. The Pioneer Square area, which is where most of that action happened, where we saw the fires, you know, the arson that was there, the violent protests, that's still trying to come back. There was a lot of damage done to those buildings, not just the government buildings, but the private buildings, the businesses and the residences. A number of businesses have left saying, we're done because we do not see this getting better.
Portland itself has a mayor who we knew last year. Ted Wheeler, I believe, is still there. They also have a governor, Kate Brown. Are either parties speaking to the facts on the ground that you saw, Jeff? Because those photographs are unacceptable.
They really aren't. You know, they kind of throw out the idea that, you know, this is something we want to take care of. And every so often they'll announce a new grant or a new program, but it's not making one bit of difference. And this has angered the residents so greatly that we're now seeing, for instance, recall Ted Wheeler signs, not just now, they've been coming up for a while, but these are out in the surrounding areas of Portland. You know, you go to Portland, it's a pretty spread out city, but the homeless problems and the attendance situations or problems that go with it have followed. So the people in those outer suburb areas are feeling it. They're quite angry. They're pushing for the recall. People are also very angry with Governor Brown because she, like some of the other strong-arm governors in the union, in the country, have been, pushing some of the lockdown things that people think are unnecessary. I know, as in Portland, I was very surprised. It's a very liberal city, and there were very few people who were masked, you know, food workers primarily. Here in Cannon Beach, which is way out on the coast, I have not seen one single mask. I've been here an hour, and I've probably seen, you know, 10,000 people, not one mask.
And Jeff, you've been to Portland before. This, we have 30 seconds. This was worse than you imagined. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I feel so sad because it's such a great city. I've always enjoyed coming to visit or do business here, but I do not want to go back because it is so horrible, and horrible is an understatement.
Jeff Bliss, he is Pacific Watch on the front lines of the question about the homeless in America. He's also at Cannon Beach on the Pacific Coast. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Data privacy. Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.